prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, can you believe it? I'm back in the studio. A lot of you have been asking, where has Superhuman Radio been? I had to take some time off, much needed R&R, but I'm recharged and at large. And so we're going to be updating all the missing shows from last week. Will be updated by tomorrow. Plus, we've got a bunch of good shows this week and next week. We're going to rock your world, so stay tuned. We got some good things coming, starting with today. But before we get there, I have to mention that Primordial Performance, which is a sponsor of the show, is blowing out all of their pro-hormones. Everything has been reduced for clearance. All the pro-hormones at Primordial Performance have been blown out price-wise, so go to primordialperformance.com today and check it out. And in the spirit of that statement, Primordial Performance would not even be having a blowout sale on pro-hormones if it wasn't for my guest today, probably the one man who single-handedly changed the landscape of the supplement industry, all by himself, Patrick Arnold. How you doing, Pat?
Hey, Carl. How you doing?
Good, good. I mean, that's a fair statement, right? You introduced the first pro hormone ever, right?
Androstenedione Dione. That's correct.
Amazing, amazing. And so, you know, with that being said, you've kind of been out of the picture for quite a while now, huh?
Well, I have been as far as being visible.
Okay.
For the past year, I've actually been working on supplements and marketing them on a small scale, just starting to gain some steam, which is why I appreciate being able to talk about it all on this radio show. But a lot of people aren't aware that I'm still in the scene, and so I'm trying to get my name out there again.
Isn't that funny? You're trying to get your name out there again. You single-handedly made a marketplace with the introduction of pro hormones, and so many pro hormones have been spun off as a result of that, and you find yourself getting back in the game, which is really interesting. First of all, the last company you were with was ErgoPharm, right? That was your company in Illinois, correct?
Yeah, well, ErgoPharm was a brand name. The company was actually called Proviant, and what happened was we ended up trying to spin off ErgoPharm into its own company and then have it sold to an investor. And this was about almost 2 years ago. We had been working on that, and that deal just went very, very bad, and that was one of the things that kind of led to the demise of Proviant. That and a DEA raid, which prevented us from manufacturing 6-oxo, which was the only thing that was really keeping us going.
Was that DEA raid related to some alleged spiking of 6-oxo for one athlete or something like that?
Well, the media like to use the word spike because it's it sounds good and everyone picked that up. This case is still not completely resolved, but what it came down to was an infinitesimally small amount of androstenedione that was well below our level of detectability, and you know, our instrumentation was pretty good. It was just sort of a way. It was just a way for the government to shut us down.
You know, and obviously, when you're dealing with any type of a hormone, there are always going to be, especially when you manufacture them. And correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm really wrong about this, but there's always going to be trace metabolites of other things in there that occur during the manufacturing process. Correct?
There's always. I mean, there could be literally thousands. It just depends on the sensitivity of your instrumentation.
Right.
And in fact, I recently talked to Rick Collins and Mike DiMaggio, who follow the legal aspects of this, you know, more than anybody, and they told me that I don't know if it's the government or WADA or some partnership there, but they're able to detect impurities in the hormone supplements down to nanogram quantities, which is just at that level, you just might as well never bother selling any other pro hormone because they'll find something.
I was going to say, if that's the case, they should start testing beef because probably they won't be able to sell beef either then.
Hey, let me tell you an interesting story. Once again, my attorney, Mike DiMaggio, he came across something that was very interesting, and it was on a website that offers to test supplements to make sure that they're clean of any kind of performance-enhancing drug or whatever.
Right.
And they test for steroids and whatnot, and they had a disclaimer on there saying that all milk products contain a certain amount of androstenedione. And they said that, you know, for milk products, milk proteins or whatever, a test result below, I think it was like 40 nanograms per milliliter or something like that, or liter or gram or whatever, is considered a negative. So it's even in your andros, even in your milk, in your whey, in your casein.
What do you think the probability is that athletes who are actually using drugs blame their positive testing on supplements just to kind of cast the cloud of question and doubt on their usage?
Well, there's no doubt they'll look for, you know, if they're guilty, they'll look for any excuse.
I mean, right.
Not only are they trying to be cleared so they can keep playing, but it's also the public relations factor that, you know, you don't want to ever be thought of as a cheater. So, and supplements are they're an easy target. And
right.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah, well, we've heard about those bad supplements, so you poor guy. And unfortunately, they do that a lot, and a lot of times it's not. Sometimes it's justifiable. Sometimes there actually is
some
contamination,
right.
But most of the time, I think it's just BS, and it really just it's one more knock to the industry.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, you know, DHEA and melatonin are sold over the counter. I bet you there's trace amounts of other things in those as well.
Could very well be, yeah.
And that's something that's amazing. So okay, so you single-handedly changed the landscape of the supplement industry. You kind of took a little hiatus. You've been working in the background putting something new together. What's the future for what you see that Patrick Arnold's going to be doing?
Well, I still have my old business partner, and we've downscaled ourselves. We're just trying to start from scratch. We first came out with a concentrated version of our old ErgoPharm energy drink, which was called Clear Shot, and the product now is called Clear Shot Concentrate, and you know that's had a certain degree of hardcore popularity, and
what makes that so unique as compared to Monster or some other drink that's out there?
Well, this was the first drink that had the geranamine or the 1,3-dimethylamylamine, you know, which is now the hottest thing out there.
Right.
And it also has gingerone in there, which is from ginger. And gingerone is very hot. However, it's not like chili pepper. It doesn't stick with you for 10 minutes.
Right.
So you end up getting
But I mean, is it hot like measured in Scoville units hot, or?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you could... since it has that same sort of, it hits the same sort of receptor.
Isn't it the villanoid receptor or something like that?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And, yeah. And gingerone is actually has a vanilloid type structure to it.
Right.
And when you take that shot and you get that heat, you get an immediate adrenaline reaction. And, you know, you start to sweat a little, and then you're like, you get that initial burst from that heat, and then the caffeine and geranamine follow right behind, and you're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, it does sound interesting. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our first commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Patrick Arnold about the future of the supplement industry, what he's going to be doing in the supplement industry. And, Pat, if people want to learn more about your supplements that are on the market right now, what's the name they're being marketed under?
E-Farm, that's E-Farm, and the website is E-Farm, in one word, E-Farm Nutrition. .com.
Okay. EPHARMnutrition.com, right?
Yep.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Anjanou extraordinaire Patrick Arnold. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm back in the studio, baby. Feels good. Be right back. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRadio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit aaefx.com today. That's aaefx.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Patrick Arnold about his resurfacing, I guess we could say, in the supplement industry, a supplement industry that he single-handedly changed years ago. How do you feel when people say that about you, Pat?
Well, it's flattering. Definitely the pro-hormone thing was responsible for a big resurgence of the industry in the late 90s and throughout 2000. I mean, places like bodybuilding.com and a lot of other large supplement retail supplement manufacturers, you know, made their premier and their first dollars through pro hormones. So I guess in that respect, it's true. I also look at people like Bill Phillips as, you know, from a marketing standpoint, he certainly changed the industry too. But from a product standpoint, you know, I look at myself like a Dan Duchesne. Dan had brought some things to the industry.
And no disrespect to Dan. Dan discovered things that worked, but you created things from nothing. I mean, I think there's a big difference there. I mean, Dan found agents that were in existence, maybe being used in other areas of medicine and whatever, and found out that this is how they could be used inside the sports enhancement arena. Yeah. But I mean, you've come up with things from nowhere. You've taken things that didn't exist and then you made them, and then all of a sudden they were being used. You know, not to segue too far off, but didn't you also create Fenibut?
Well, Fenibut was something. Let me go back. As far as me creating things, that's very true, and I'm glad that you recognize that. A lot of these pro hormones, I discovered some very obsolete research on them, and I just didn't call China and have them make it and send it to me. I would actually, in my lab, figure out how to manufacture these things.
Right.
And then once I'd do that, then my partner would help me upscale it and, you know, put together the equipment to actually make it on a manufacturer's scale. I don't think a lot of people recognize that part of the effort of what I did, and that was probably the hardest part of what I did.
Yeah, that's more of a trailblazing. I mean, it's one thing to find out that somebody's introduced, you know, blah 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 6-9 tri, and then find somebody in China to manufacture it for you. And a lot of times you don't even know if you're really getting what you're supposed to be getting.
Yes.
It's another thing to read the literature and then start at the back step and go, okay, we're going to manufacture this for the first time. We're going to take it from scratch, and we're going to end up with a final product. And that is a very big undertaking.
Well, I mean, the reason why I did that is not just because I want to make my life hard. It's because if I went to China and have them make it, then basically it would be available to everyone. So what I would do is I would discover something. I would keep it a secret, and the whole time I'd be working on the manufacturing process. And then finally, when the process is perfected, you know, we make our first batch, and then I introduce the whole idea to everyone. And then everyone's like, well, where do I get this? And China's like, I never heard of it. So right. Then you have a huge head start, and, you know, that certainly helped us out, especially with the 1-AD. That we had a head start that no one ever could catch up with.
What do you think, of all the pro hormones that you created, what are you most proud of? Which one are you most proud of?
I guess the 1-AD,
yeah.
Probably from a synthesis standpoint, as far as how difficult it was for me to figure out how to make it. In retrospect, it seems so simple, because I actually figured out some very simple ways. But I spent a long time, and it wasn't too easy. And that one really, the 1-AD kind of took the pro hormones from, you know, they work okay. Some people think they work, some people don't. To this really works.
Right, right. Now, what about, is it true that when the anti-pro-hormone laws came into effect, you literally started throwing powder out in the dumpster in Illinois, and people used to come and search your dumpster for, like, 4-AD and stuff like that? Is there any truth to that, or was that BS?
I don't know if people searched the dumpster. We did have to throw some stuff out.
I heard people saying that they were going up there to Proviant because after the whole pro-hormone laws took effect and companies like Bulk Nutrition blew out all the powders that they had, that people were going up there and looking in your dumpster because they knew that you had to throw a lot of this stuff out, and they were just taking powders home with them. Do you think that's true?
I don't think it's true. I think okay. Some people may have looked at the dumpster. I don't really recall ever throwing out. I think we pretty much got rid of most everything in
right.
time.
Gotcha.
It's a nice story, though.
Yeah, I like it. Anyway, what about Fenibut? Whatever happened with Fenibut? Is it still out there?
It's still out there.
Am I pronouncing it right? Is it Fenibut or Fenibut?
That's the way I pronounce it.
Okay.
I believe that's the way it's supposed to be pronounced.
That was an amazing product because while it had some applications within the physical culture and performance-enhancing environment, there were a lot of people that were using it for anti-anxiety.
Yeah, one of the groups of people that really loved this stuff was actually women with PMS problems. I remember women were swearing that this stuff just got rid of their PMS.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that one. That's amazing. But it's still out there, to your knowledge?
It is still out there. Several companies have it either in a formulation or I think some bulk places still sell it in bulk.
So what are you doing now? Are you have you discovered anything new? Are you working on pro hormones? What direction are you going in now with your new product line?
Well, I'm very hot on this D-aspartic acid.
Really?
Thing. Yeah, actually I had been researching that stuff for a long time, like 10 years. And just accumulating the research and then deciding what I'm going to do. And then a while ago, I decided I would sell a D-aspartic acid product, and I had several ideas. I was going to combine it with something else, and I was actually about to introduce it like 3 years ago. Then I put it away, and then I tried to file a patent application on it, and finally this study in Italy came out. And at that time, I had been working on making the D-aspartic acid soluble, because when you mix it, it's like creatine monohydrate. It just doesn't dissolve. It sinks to the bottom of your glass.
Right.
And it has a sour taste that some people find distasteful. And I ended up making a calcium chelate out of it.
Mm, interesting.
So my product that I sell now, it's called Test Force, and it's pretty much 100% soluble. It just dissolves instantly.
Now, how does D-aspartic acid actually work?
Well, we know that it works through the NMDA receptor, which is found on a lot of nerve cells.
Do you know what that acronym stands for by any chance?
Yes, N-methyl D-aspartate.
Oh, okay. All right.
Actually, it's the methylated version of D-aspartic acid.
Gotcha.
So when you take D-aspartic acid, it gets absorbed in your system. It ends up concentrating in specific tissues, and mostly the pituitary, hypothalamus, the testicles, the pineal gland, tissues that are involved with endocrine function, hormone
production. Sure.
Yeah. It's known to be a key chemical in the initiation of growth hormone production, luteinizing hormone, FSH.
Uh-huh.
Even testosterone directly in the testes. So you end up getting an increase in anabolic hormones in your body when you take it. Testosterone has actually been shown in humans to be raised through the Italian study. I don't think there's been any GH studies yet, though I suspect that it does have a substantial GH stimulating effect.
So it sounds to me like D-aspartic acid would be an ideal anti-aging product as well, because if you look at the decline of the endocrine system as we age, it sounds like D-aspartic acid has actions on all of the master glands and maybe will kind of prop them back up. Is that an assumption, a fair assumption?
I think it is, and I think that that's a market that's going to be the next one to be exploited by whoever. I'd like to be the one, but... Someone's going to figure it out in that industry.
And so what makes your D-aspartic acid product unique?
Well, two things. First of all, the fact that it's highly soluble, and it's soluble throughout a wide pH range.
Does solubility influence bioavailability in any way?
Yes, it does, because when something doesn't dissolve, it kind of sits in your system.
Right.
Slowly dissolves, makes its way through your gut, and a lot of times that, undissolved powder can cause GI distress, and sometimes not all of it is absorbed. If you have something that's completely soluble, it pretty much just gets right into your system.
Is this so that solubility makes it unique? Do you also use any other agents to either work in conjunction with or stack with it or something like that?
Well, that leads into my second generation product, which is called Test Force 2, and it contains a amino acid called sarcosine.
Really? Now, I've never heard of that one. That's a new one on me. What is sarcosine? Is that like a non-essential amino acid, or?
It is. I mean, well, it's made from glycine in your body. It's
okay.
Actually N-methylglycine.
Okay.
Is another name for it.
Okay.
It's not incorporated into proteins like other amino acids. It has more of a function, neurological function, and whatever else it does in the body. I'm not quite sure. But what it does in the case of D-aspartic acid is that it serves as a co-activator. Now, what that means is the NMDA receptor actually has two sites that need to be bound to. There's the NMDA site, and then there's what's called the glycine binding site. All right. Now, if it's sort of like a you know, when they shoot the nuclear weapons, you need two guys to put the keys in at the same time and turn them, or nothing's going to happen.
Right, right.
Now, sarcosine, now you could use glycine, but it really doesn't work for several reasons. First of all, it doesn't seem to make it into the brain so well. And second of all, it's quickly removed through something called a glycine transporter 1 protein.
Uh-huh.
That kind of takes it away from the synapse. It reuptakes it. So what sarcosine does is sarcosine deactivates that glycine transporter. And it also binds strongly to the glycine site itself. So what you have is the other side of the story. You got the D-aspartic acid, and you have the other key to the ignition in the sarcosine.
Okay.
So I think some people, so you're going to have either one or two things or both. You're going to have an enhanced effect from the D-aspartic, and you're also going to have people that maybe don't respond as well to the D-aspartic.
Right.
Might respond once they have the sarcosine. It could be the missing link that the problem is.
Okay. All right. Look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up more discussion with Patrick Arnold. And you're going to want to stay tuned, because we're going to talk about the future of the supplement industry at some time in the latter part of the show, and the future of pro hormones. We're talking today with Patrick Arnold. You can learn more about his products at eFarm Nutrition, ePharmNutrition.com. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a halidrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Patrick Arnold, talking about the future of the supplement industry right now. So, Pat, what other products are you looking at? I mean, obviously, you're high on this diaspartic acid. Doesn't sound nearly as exciting as a pro-hormone. You think it is?
Well, certainly, it's not a pro-hormone. It's not an exogenous steroid-type product. This is a natural product, which gets your own system going. Some people can use it to come off of pro-hormones.
Really?
Some people can use... Yeah, it's going to get your HPTA going.
So this would be a good post-cycle therapeutic agent?
Yeah, I would recommend it in conjunction with some sort of a anti-estrogen, anti-aromatase.
What do you think about using it on cycle to avoid testicular atrophy, like using HCG and stuff like that?
Well, theoretically, it might be able to do that. There's no clinical proof of it, but from the mechanism of how diaspartic acid works, you know, it suggests that that's possible.
Because, you know, Dr. DePasquale told me that he thinks that HCG on cycle is a waste, he said, because the Leydig cells aren't going to do anything that they don't want to do at that point in time, and pumping yourself full of HCG is not going to change that. Do you have an opinion on that at all?
Well, I've heard that people have taken HCG on cycle and have documented increases in testosterone, which would be natural testosterone.
I can tell you that I see increases in testicular size when I'm on HCG. There's no doubt about that. So whether or not I'm producing more testosterone is hard to tell, but I know that the just the size of the testes gets larger, and one would lead one to think that something more is going on down there.
Well, certainly, and also people that take HCG on cycle, they feel it.
Right.
And what they're feeling is androgenic related or estrogenic or something to do with hormone production.
Well, I don't want to get too far for the reason we're talking, but I have a different opinion. I think that the testes are responsible for making a lot of other hormones besides testosterone, and that when you suppress testosterone production, you alternately suppress other things like progesterone, for instance. And by taking HCG, maybe you may not increase testosterone production, but increases a lot of the other hormones that the testes are used to making, and it makes you feel better when you're on cycle with HCG. That's my own opinion. I have no accreditation, and I'm allowed to put my foot in my mouth as a result of that.
Well, the way steroidogenesis works in the testes is that all those hormones are made at the same time, pretty much. And
okay.
HCG, what it does is it's the signal to allow cholesterol to pass into this membrane, which then gets converted to everything, just like that.
Gotcha.
You know, and usually it goes right to testosterone, and then some of the intermediates, like progesterone or whatever, are secreted themselves, but usually it's 100% more or less testosterone.
Gotcha. Okay. What other products are you excited about right now, Pat?
Well, I also have a joint care product.
Really?
Yeah, it's a topical product. I've been working on this for over a year. I've been making little prototypes in my lab. I've actually been sharing them with a couple of trainers, people that train professional athletes, mostly NFL guys, but some Olympic guys too. And you know, he's been trying it on the people, and they've been reporting that it really, you know, really does work. So, you know, this guy doesn't play around. So after like three or four incarnations, I've developed one that I like and is affordable, and I've just released it under the eFarm label.
And is it just another topical glucosamine chondroitin product?
No, it doesn't contain any glucosamine or chondroitin. It contains ingredients that probably a lot of people haven't heard of. For instance, one of the main ingredients is called N-hydroxyacetylproline. It also contains beta-androstenedione triol, which is a DHEA metabolite, which has a very profound influence on the immune system.
Uh-huh.
And the immune system is a big player in connective tissue injuries.
Really?
Yeah. When your joint gets hurt, you immediately have an immune response. You have swelling. You have an infiltration of lymphocytes, which are the white blood cells. And they release these cytokines.
Right.
And these chemical signals. And a lot of them are pro-inflammatory, and they're catabolic. And what happens over time is that your body almost looks at your injury and almost starts attacking it.
Right.
Almost like and that's when you get this prolonged soreness and inflammation and weakness. You have to disrupt that, and that's the target of this product, is to have ingredients that will stop this immune system from going out of control.
I wonder if it would have an effect on chronic overuse injuries like bursitis, tendonitis, and bursa type.
Well, that's tendonitis and bursitis. Those are the sort of things it's definitely targeted for.
Interesting, because there's a lack of products for that particular reason. So theoretically, if somebody had traditional tennis elbow, they could just rub this directly on the area of pain, and it would, instead of just suppressing or masking the pain, it would actually go in and start repairing the damage.
Yeah, it would. What it would do is it would set the physiological conditions so that anabolic processes can predominate.
Interesting.
You have to stop all the craziness going on before your body can rebuild itself.
Pat, what about prohormones? Is there a future for prohormones? Are they going to introduce new prohormones, or is it pretty much dead in the water now?
I've heard of people contemplating introducing new prohormones. I don't think that anyone's going to follow through on that on any scale.
Is it because they can be added to the ban list so quickly now?
Well, they're actually not being added very quickly. It took a year or so for three of them to be added, and since then, none have been. I think that more the threat is from the FDA and from the DEA testing products and looking for minuscule amounts of controlled substances. I think they're trying to use anything at their disposal to scare people and to make it as inconvenient as possible to sell these things, in lieu of them actually passing an anabolic steroid control act 3, which is, they're not going to be doing that. That's anytime soon.
You know, it baffles me if things like beef and milk have androstenedione in them, which they do. Mm-hmm. It baffles me how the government can pursue a product that has such minuscule amounts and then hold these companies at bay because of that. It's obviously an abuse of power at that point in time.
Well, I mean, they can do that and they can make your life miserable. I mean, whether you go to court and actually win based on the grounds that, there's minuscule.
Yeah, but you got to throw a ton of money. I mean, the government has unlimited surplus because we're paying the tax money that we spend helps to fight those things. I mean, look, what did they, someone told me they spent $50 million prosecuting Barry Bonds.
The whole Balco case was $50 million, and a large part of that was Barry Bonds related.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, what a waste of money when you look at the problems we have in this country. It's just baffling to me. But okay. So, are you doing anything with prohormones? Do you have anything out there anymore or no?
I'm not really in the pro-hormone business anymore, though I do have a small, I don't know if you call it company or whatever, but,
A small line, maybe?
Small line, yeah, okay. Small line. There's some things that I actually do pretty much by hand. You know, I make 20, 30 bottles at a time.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's, I do it myself.
Almost like a boutique approach to the supplement industry.
Yeah.
Very cool. Like, what do you got?
It helps keep the lights on.
Yeah.
one of the big ones is 11-keto testosterone in a liquid, a spray. 11-keto testosterone is a androgenic hormone. It's produced in the adrenal glands.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of forgotten. A lot of people aren't even aware that it exists, but it's actually present in your body at about maybe 1/8 to 1/10 the concentration that testosterone is, and it's basically testosterone with a oxygen ketone on the 11 position. It sort of looks like a mixture of cortisol and testosterone, kind of hybrid.
Interesting.
And it does two things. It has the androgen binding activity, the muscle and androgen effects, but it also blocks the hormone that activates cortisol in target tissues. So it's sort of a smart bomb kind of cortisol blocker.
And, very cool.
the net effect is you get a really nice leaning out, hardening, shrinking your gut pump sort of result from it. And it's because of that, this stuff is flying. Every time I'm able to make a few bottles, it's gone in like a day.
Okay, so is this something that could be also, because you said the word hardening, and a lot of guys are using looking for hardening agents while they're using androgenic anabolic steroids. Can this be used with that in conjunction, or is this supposed to be used by itself?
It could be used in conjunction. I mean, it will still have the cortisol effect, the anti-cortisol effect,
right,
whether it's alone or without anything. If you use it with testosterone, which, you know, depending on how much you aromatize your testosterone, you'll lose the hardening effect insofar as you may
because the estrogen may be more dominant than the effects of this, in other words.
Yeah, and yeah. This stuff doesn't aromatize, and so by itself, it's you won't get any kind of water retention from it.
Now, how much is a bottle?
Bottle's $80. It lasts about 30 days.
And so where do people buy this? They buy this at eFarm also?
No, it's not an eFarm product. The name of the company is PrototypeNutrition.com. We're actually just starting a site under that name. We used to sell it on someone else's site for a while.
Right.
But you can find a link to it on, actually I'm about to start a blog. I thought I'd mention that.
Do you know what your blog is going to be? What your address is going to be?
It's called patrickarnoldblog.com.
Okay.
And when you go to that site, there'll be a link to where you can buy the prototype products.
Cool. Well, how many products do you have in the prototype line?
Right now I have two.
The 11 keto testosterone.
The 11 keto testosterone. The other one is I call it 7 spray. It's a mixture of 7 keto DHEA acetate and beta androstenedione triol acetate. And it's meant to be a dieting sort of immune system, just general health, anti-cortisol.
And when you say spray, is it a sublingual spray?
No, it's topical.
Topical, okay.
Spray it all over your body.
So I would imagine the 7 keto product may even have some spot reduction capabilities as well.
It's possible. I mean, the biochemistry suggests that's possible.
Right. All right, let's take our last commercial break, Pat. When we come back, I want you to give me a snapshot of where you think the supplement industry is going to be in the next decade. Okay.
Okay.
We're talking today with supplement designer and ingenue Patrick Arnold. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Since you've been gone, you dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
LG Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by bestrecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Talking today with Patrick Arnold. If you want to learn more about his products, you can go to eFarm, E-P-H-A-R-M, nutrition.com, and they're looking for distributors. So if you're not already carrying the eFarm product line, here's an opportunity for you to add something to your bailiwick. You know, I don't think that you have to worry about adding one of Patrick's products to your line because it's going to sell. He's got an amazing reputation and equity in the industry. People prefer his products because they know his science is sound. So if you're out there and you are a distributor, get in touch with Pat. Can they get in touch with you through the eFarm website, Pat?
Yes, they can. So there's a contact us link.
So add the prestigious name of Patrick Arnold to your product line by picking up the eFarm product line. And these are very sensible products you're talking about here. There's no smoke and mirrors here. This is good stuff. So let's talk about this now. With that being said, You definitely were an influencing factor on where the supplement industry went. I remember someone once telling me that beta-alanine was discovered at the same time you released androstenedione. However, even though beta-alanine was an amazing amino acid that quenched hydrogen ions and reduced lactate buildup and was probably responsible for the Korean speed skating group meddling so often, it was overshadowed by androstenedione and no one even paid attention to it. So now let's fast forward. Where do you see the supplement industry going, Pat, now with, you know, the crackdown on pro-hormones and pro-steroids and so on and so forth?
Well, there's legislation that wants to drastically to revert things back to almost pre-Dechea days. It's kind of scary. The industry, fortunately, is its own worst enemy. It's the name of the game in sports nutrition industry basically is to just one up the next guy and being as outrageous as possible in your ads and your claims, your marketing, or even the, you know, what you sell, the legalities of what you sell. And unless there's some sort of self-regulation, there's going to be no way for the industry to defend itself and say, hey, wait, you know, give us a chance.
Why? And see, I don't understand why there isn't any. I don't understand why the largest players in the industry haven't gotten together and created some sort of consortium and said, look, we could either clean up the industry from inside, which means that we'll have a lot of control on the process, or we can just keep crapping on ourselves until the government comes in and says, you know what, now we're going to just outlaw. You know, the approach that they want to take, and correct me if I'm wrong, is very, very similar to what they do in Europe. If it's not already on a list, you can't make it. And you have to wait for things to be put on a list, as opposed to the opposite way around. And now it's, if it's on a list, you can't make it. So, I mean, we're talking about losing a lot of products literally overnight if the government has their way.
You know, interestingly, there sort of is a self-regulatory agency out there. It's not ideal, but I thought I'd mention it, and a lot
Please.
Of people don't know about it. I heard about it in Florida at the ISSN conference, and then I've heard a lot of it. My brother actually had been interacting with these people without me even knowing it, and he told me a little bit more about them. They're called the National Advertising Division, NAD, and they sort of are a self-funded group that has connections with the FDA and the FTC. But what they do is that they go after companies, and they go after ad claims, you know, marketing claims,
uh-huh.
labeling and whatnot, and they will say to you, okay, we see this on your label, and we see these claims. Can you justify them? But you know, according to what the law requires you to do, and you know, we say, you know, we're not the FDA or FTC, we're not going to get you in trouble. However, if you don't work with us, and we'll help you change your labels and not, if you ignore us, then we're going to send a complaint to the FDA, and it's going to go to the top of their pile on the guy's desk, and
right.
you're going to be screwed. And the stories of people that have ignored them and have been sued for millions. But there's also stories of people that have worked with them, change their advertising. I think BSN is one of the ones that actually worked with them, if I'm mistaken.
Really?
And then you're fine. So, and they encourage companies to, you know, to, I don't want to call it ratting on other companies, but give them tips.
Right.
Say, hey, you know, this guy, you know, my competitor's just saying this outrageous thing. You know, I can't, someone's got to do something about it. You know, then they'll contact them and, so it's sort of a self-regulatory.
I don't even understand why anybody has to rat. All they have to do is pick up any bodybuilding fitness magazine and thumb through the advertisements. They could probably find dozens and dozens of
almost
farcical advertisements. You know,
the NAD actually doesn't really do a whole lot of stuff in the sports nutrition industry, probably because once they open up a magazine, it's
yeah.
so overwhelming.
They wouldn't know who to go after. Yeah, their heads would explode.
Yeah, yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, that's funny. But anyway, yeah, I mean, they really need to pay attention because what's going to end up happening is we're just building a case for the government to go, you know what, we got to regulate the supplement industry now. And then everything's going to go away. So the people need to have a more protectionist attitude about this, especially the biggest companies in the industry. They need to go and create, if they don't want the NAD to do it, then they need to find an organization or fund an organization of their own and have it be, you know, disconnected from the supplement industry and have them do that, you know, point out who's doing crummy business and ask them to change.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's ideally a great solution, but reality is attorneys just get in the way and
Bingo.
Everyone starts suing each other and it never works out.
So do you think that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, pro hormones won't even be available anymore? Because it'll be too costly, too much trouble to even produce them with the DEA coming after you and the metabolites that they find in it and all that other stuff?
I think by that time, some sort of legislation will be passed that probably just bans any kind of steroidal-related supplement altogether. Probably something that just goes far too broad, goes way too far.
Yeah.
I can't see this going on and on and on. Of course, I thought that in 2000 also.
So I guess Nostradamus you're not, huh?
No.
Are you going to be at the Olympia this year?
Yeah, yes, I am. Well, I'm not going to have a booth. I'm just going to be making my way around.
Now, will you be stopping? I know that you're a regular sometimes at certain booths at the Olympia. Will you be spending any time at any specific booths this year?
I'm good friends with the Applied Nutraceutical people.
Really? Don Orell and those guys, and Tanya, right?
Oh yeah, Don's one of my favorite guys.
Good friend of mine. Yeah, I feel the same. I think everybody feels that way about Don. Don and Tanya are great, fantastic people. But also, you're kind of friendly with Lee Librato, right? Aren't you? Have you ever been at his?
I only talked to Lee on the phone one time.
I'm wrong. I'm right. For some reason, I thought you were at Lee's. And then I got to give a friend of ours a shout out, Jimmy Hornback. Right, you're good friends with Jimmy, right?
Oh yeah, Jimmy. Yeah.
Lives in my hometown of Louisville, which I'm right now have been run out of town, but hoping that I can move back there someday.
so you must know Porter then too.
Oh yes, I know Porter.
Porter and I are always supposed to meet up sometime, but we never do.
Yeah, well, you know, no loss.
All right.
Anyway. But, yeah, Jimmy always talks very highly of you. I know Jimmy for a long time. We used to train at the same gym, and I usually get to see him and his lovely bride at the Olympia every year. So we'll look forward to seeing you at the Olympia. Let's go ahead and plug the websites one more time. E-Farm Nutrition, E-P-H-A-R-M, nutrition.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Pat's what I want to call boutique line, which is prototypenutrition.com, correct?
Yep.
And then your upcoming blog, Patrick Arnold blog. What are we going to hear about on your blog? What are you going to do? What are you going to talk about?
I don't really know. I mean, I'm just going to talk about whatever I feel about it. Maybe industry inside talk. Just maybe philosophical stuff regarding performance enhancing. Maybe some science. I'll try not to keep it too science oriented because I want this to be something that all kinds of people can go to and not just get totally confused.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, are you originally from Illinois?
No, I'm originally from Connecticut.
Ah, okay. Because I thought I heard a little East Coast in you, but I know you've been in Illinois for a very long time, right?
Much too long. Yeah.
And you better get out before the winter kicks in if you're smart.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, Pat, thank you very much for letting us scoop you today and bring you to the audience. And anytime you want to come on the show, you just have to let me know, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, and thank you for your contributions to the industry also, okay? Just wanted to say that.
No problem. Okay.
And thanks to all the listeners for taking time to listen to Supreme Radio. We'll have live shows the rest of the week. And tune in. We'll see you then.